American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Three people were wounded in a drive-by shooting at Six Flags Great America outside Chicago. Fox affiliate WFLD Nate Rogers reports it happened Sunday night in the parking lot.
Initially, they thought that there was an active gunman in the actual festival grounds here at Great America. And so for folks to learn that, you know, after this situation transpired, that the car drove off, the main question now, what intel do they have on this vehicle, on the suspected shooter in all of this?
1 year since the Biden administration's withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, House Republicans are releasing a scathing report on how the pullout was handled. More from Alexandria Hoff.
There's a new 118-page report out. It's an investigation done by the House Foreign Affairs Committee, the Republicans on that. It argues the choices made in the corridors of the power of D.C. led to tragic yet avoidable outcomes. 13 dead service members, American lives still at risk, increased threats to our homeland security, tarnished standing abroad for years to come, and emboldened enemies across the globe. The committee criticized the Biden administration for ignoring a military assessment that Kabul was at risk of falling to the Taliban. Even as the Biden administration vowed to leave no American citizen behind, the investigation found that 800 Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover.
A conservative columnist believes last week's raid of Donald Trump's Florida home by FBI agents was about intimidating supporters of the former president. Chad Groening has more.
On Friday, documents unsealed by the court revealed that FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records from former President Trump's estate during a search of Mar-a-Lago. The property receipt is a document prepared by federal agents to specify what was taken during a search. However, the released documents do not include the affidavit the Biden Justice Department used to argue authority to raid Trump's home. To obtain a search warrant, federal authorities must prove to a judge that probable cause exists to believe that a crime was committed. Attorney General Merrick Garland said he personally approved the warrant. Trump called the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago as un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary. Robert Knight is a columnist for the Washington Times and a senior fellow for Bishop E.W. Jackson Staying True to America's National Destiny.
This is so over the top. I don't believe it'll work. I don't think Trump will be imprisoned. This whole thing is about intimidation. Of course, Donald Trump is never intimidated, but there are people who support him who might be. And that's the real target, the average American who doesn't go along with this left-wing cabal that is destroying the country.
But Knight believes ultimately their efforts will fail.
Right now, I think more people are shocked by this overreach, and even moderate Republicans may be inclined to get behind Donald Trump, if for no other reason than to send a message to a tyrannical government that this has to stop.
Knight believes Republicans are poised to kick a lot of Democrats out of office this fall. I'm Chad Groening.
An administrator at a Wisconsin high school is getting pushback from students, alumni, and others for barring staff from displaying BLM and pride flags in classrooms.
Kettle Moraine Superintendent Stephen Plum argues he's just reaffirming an existing policy, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Julaine Appling of the Wisconsin Family Council says this has to do with a lawsuit parents filed against the school's gender transition policy.
They're trying to put something in place like that so they can say, well, you know, look, we have this policy. We don't allow anyone to display any religious or political paraphernalia in their classroom, so therefore we're not promoting a particular ideology.
Appling reports a couple of students started a petition opposing the ban that has already generated more than 1,400 signatures.
I don't put any stock at all in what the students are expressing through this petition. That is not who the school administrators and school personnel are responsible to.
School Board President Gary Vose backs the decision. I'm Bob Kellogg.
More news online at afn.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.